give a hand to the Lord this morning. All you got to do is clap. Come on now. Hallelujah. Blessed be his name. Thank you, Jesus. It is so good to be back. It is good to be back. Amen. To see everybody in here and family. I'm excited about 2016. Are you excited?
Amen.
I'm excited about this new year. I'm excited about what the Lord has in store for us. I'm going to tell you something. It's good. It's good. Look at your name and tell them, it's good. It's good. Hallelujah. Taste them and you shall see. Hallelujah. Well, we had a great time in the States, but like I said, I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be on this mic again and sharing the word with you, because there's a purpose in each and every one of us, and God has given us a purpose to be here today. Amen?
Amen.
We're gonna go ahead and get up the word this morning. But before I do that, I wanna thank the leadership of Okinawa Church of God Leadership. Thank you for stepping into place while Mieko and I were gone, and thank you for your leadership. Thank you for everything that you did while we were gone. Amen. We knew that it was in good hands, so we were able to rest well. So thank you very much. Thank you for everything that you guys are doing. And also, I've noticed that you removed all the Christmas things off and put everything away. Whoever that was, thank you. I know that God has going to bless you.
He volunteered.
Volunteer or voluntold? Okay. And thank you for doing that. I noticed the sign is up, and I said, wow, these guys have been working hard when we're gone. Well, when we're resting, they're working hard. So thank you very much. We love you guys. We miss you. It's good to be back. And it's good to be in fellowship. Amen.
Amen.
As my wife said, it's, you know, every body has their own way of doing things. And every church has their own way of doing things. We attended our parents' church, and it was great. It was a great message. We received it. I believe the message was for us. But, you know, at the same time, we missed what we have, you know, the fellowship and just being able to, you know, stay here in the church and people will come to the front and pray or need prayer. They'll come and we'll pray for them. The congregation will come and lay hands or pray from their head. And, you know, all of that happens within this body is very special. So we cannot take that for granted. In 2016, we got to realize we got to solidify some things with the Lord. I believe that if we focus ourselves in God, you know, if we seek God, He is faithful to answer our prayers. He's faithful to be with us. Amen. Because that's what He says, that all we got to do is just seek Him, and He's there for us. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stand with me, and we're going to grab our Bibles, and I said, Pastor, let us declare together about the Word of God that we're holding in our hands. Amen. This is our Bible creed, and I'm going to go ahead and say it this morning, and you'll repeat it with me or after me. Amen. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I am what it says I am.
I am what it says I am.
I can do what it says I can do.
Do what it says I can do.
Today I'll be taught the Word of God.
I boldly confess.
My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. How many of you believe that? I will never be the same. Declare this morning, I will never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you believe that, give him a hand this morning. Give him a hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, as we're being seated right now. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Father, for what you have placed, Lord, and prepared for this morning. Lord, I ask you, Lord, that you will speak into our hearts, our minds, as we declare this morning, our alert, our hearts are receptive. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you will speak into our hearts. Speak into our hearts, Father God. Help us receive your word this morning, Lord, and make it solidified in our minds and our hearts, knowing that it is you that you're speaking unto us this morning, knowing that your promises are alive, your promises are real, Father God. You are real, Lord, and that you are here together with us, in us this morning. I pray, Lord, that those that are here this morning as we came in, Lord, that we will leave this place changed, Lord. That we will leave this place with the seed of the Word of God in our hearts, Father God. I pray, Lord, that you bless this service. I ask you, Father, that any thought, any fleeting thoughts, any things that may come against your Word, against your people, will leave us now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor this morning and say, it is good to be here. It is good to be here. Now look at your other neighbor and tell them, it's good to be here. How many of you believe that? So 2016, today I wanted to give this word. It is a vision casting service. We're going to talk a little bit of what we have prepared, amen, for 2016, what I believe that we need to do for 2016 to have a fruitful 2016, to have a better 2016 than 2015. How many of you are happy that 2015 is gone?
Amen.
Man, I'm glad 2015 is out of here. Amen. And if it hasn't been gone yet, now just say to yourself, 2015, you're gone. You're gone. It's out of here. Amen. And I've entitled this message, Purpose 2016. Purpose 2016. I believe that 2016 had its turn on everything. Yeah. Did you believe that 2015 had its turn already? And everything that needed to happen, it happened. Amen? Everything that we allowed it to happen, it has happened. Amen? The good, the bad, the ugly. Everything that we allowed it to happen in 2015, it had its turn, now it's over. You can't go back. You can't go back. Now you can go forward, but you cannot go back anymore. Amen? All right, so as I said that, how about this? Let us move forward. Amen? So 2016, it's right in front of us. We have began. Today is Sunday 10, January 10, and I'm ready. Are you ready?
Amen.
Now look at your name and tell them, 2016, I'm ready. 2016, I'm ready. Are you ready? I'm ready. Okay, so first thing that I want to share with you, in order for us to be ready for 2016, we got to get some things in perspective. We got to understand some things. Amen?
Amen.
So a couple of things is that, have you ever heard youngsters say for real? Ever heard that? For real?
Uh-huh.
I think that's kind of old. Now it's changed. Now it's like, seriously? I know that all those things. Trust me, I know, because I got a 7-year-old. That every time something happens, she goes, seriously? And I'm like, seriously? And she uses that all the time. So I know that the for real is kind of old now. So we got to change it to the seriously. But one of the things that we do need to be serious about and be real about is us getting real with God. How many of you know that we have a real God?
Amen.
He's real. Amen. He's real. He's with us. Amen. And the reason why we need to get real with God, because He is real. He is real. And we gotta do some things in order to put that into perspective. If we believe that we have a real mom and dad, what are you gonna do if you have a real mom and dad? If some of you have mom or dad right next to you, amen? You're going to do what? If you have a real mom and dad, you're gonna acknowledge mom, right? You're going to acknowledge dad. And trust me, I just came from the States. I saw my mom, saw my dad. And one of the things our parents like is, youngsters, listen, we like to be acknowledged. For example, when you come home and you say, hi, mom. Hi, dad. Come on, let's practice with me. Say this morning, hi, dad. Hi, mom. Well, we acknowledge mom and dad. So we need to get real with God. We need to acknowledge God. Amen. We need to acknowledge, we need to know that he's present. So we need to start getting things solidified with him. We need to be serious. Seriously? We need to get serious with God. Amen?
Amen.
So how do we do that? How do we get real with God? How do we acknowledge him? Well, when mom and dad is telling us something that we need to do, we get it done. Amen? If we don't get it done, we get in trouble. Amen? You got to break it down that way. We got to understand it. In this way, that mom and dad are there because they love us. Amen. Mom and dad are there because we know that God has placed them there in our lives for us. Amen. But we have a God. We have a real God, Creator. Amen.
Amen.
Are you here this morning?
Amen.
So we gotta acknowledge Him. We need to get into what is the meat of what the meat and the gravy and the potatoes. Now you're getting hungry. You know, we need to get into the deep into what he is all about. So how do we do that? Well, 2016, here we come. We need to get into Bible studies. Well, here we go, Pastor. We need to get into Bible studies, church. We need to know him better. Sundays alone are not enough. Sundays alone is not enough. It will be the same thing. Now, are you here this morning? Okay, you follow me. Okay, it would be the same thing if you would eat one meal, a big meal. I'm talking about a nice buffet on a Sunday morning, and then you don't eat anything for an entire week. No water, no bread, no nothing. On the Sunday morning, would you be okay? No, you wouldn't be okay. Amen? So just as we feed our physical body with all these great things, and now I know we're going into this time of fasting, amen? Now, fasting is not a time for us to starve. How do you know that? How many of you know that? Fasting is not a starving time. It's not for us to say, you know what, I'm going to starve to death because God wants me to starve. No, it's not for us to starve. Fasting, what we do is we seek God. Say it with me this morning. Seek
God.
Oh, you got to do better than that.
Seek God.
So that's what we do. That's the main point of fasting. We seek God. We may replace a meal. We may replace something in our lives that is taking a lot of our time. If watching TV takes 3 hours of your time, maybe you may cut down a couple hours. Amen? If video games are taking part of your time, guess what? If you make that the most of your life, that is the treasure of your heart. You're treasuring your time. How many of you know that this saying that you heard, that, you know, the time is money. Time is money. You heard that? Well, time is treasure. Well, where you put your treasure is, amen? That's what your heart is at. That's where your treasure is at. We need to handle our time better. So get into a Bible study. Sundays alone are not enough. Christians, believers, disciples, are you here this morning? It is not enough. We need to get into a Bible study where we come together in a group WebEx. And you know, this Sunday, past Wednesday, Brother Larry said, Pastor, I called him and said, we have Bible study today. And he said, all right. And I thought, okay, I'll be there. But I took a nap. And I woke up at 7. So that didn't work out well. But guess what? We have what? WebEx. Say it with me. WebEx. We have WebEx, and it works great. And I tried it myself. I've used it many times, but I tried myself to log into our Wednesday Bible study, and it was awesome. I saw Brother Jack here teaching the Word, and then I was able to read some things and to read a couple of words from the Bible and talk to them and fellowship and share the Word. Amen. That's how we grow together. We get into the Word. Sundays alone are not enough. We need to become a student of the Word of God. And it's not easy, especially if you don't like it. If you don't like reading, that is. How many of you love reading?
Amen.
All right. Yeah. Two of you guys. If you don't like reading, which I understand that, it is not easy. Amen. It's not easy studying. But you need to strive not to just seek God, but to know more of Him. We come to church and we seek God. We worship Him. We exalt His name. We pray. We lift up our holy hands and we sing praises. And isn't that awesome? But it's not enough. You can't live on just one buffet a week. Guys, are you here this morning? You can't live in just one buffet. You got to have meals throughout the week. Something that will sustain you. Amen? And if you're not praying, if you're not seeking God to know Him more through the Word, reading the Word, maybe a podcast. Maybe you like to read a book that will help you get more into the Word. Maybe get into a Bible plan, which I am attempting to do that. Get into a Bible plan, which I started long ago, and now I gotta finish it. Amen. So get into a Bible plan. There's 90-day Bible plans. Whole year-long Bible plan, 6 months, whatsoever. I mean, just look into what you think you can do it and just strive for it. Amen? So we need to study and become students of the word. Now, next thing about 2016, how many of you know that we are in a revolving world?
Amen.
Now, what, literally, we are in a revolving world. But also, we are in a revolving world, meaning that there are so many things that happened. 2015 is because terrorist attacks and beheadings and all these things are been happening around the world, and it's just been devastating. But how many of you know that we have peace in this world as well?
Amen.
So one of the things that we got to ensure is that we don't let the media be our medium for 2016. We cannot let the media be the medium for hope in 2016. Don't let it define your thoughts. Don't let it define your life. Don't let it define your decisions. There are so many things in there that I can take you off track. Because remember, what does the devil want from us? He wants to derail you. He wants to take you off course. And if he can put a seed or something in your mind that will help you to get derailed, guess what? He's going to do it. Amen? So what do I mean by medium? I'll explain to you in a minute. But we need to be wise in what we allow to come into the gates of our perception, and what we allow to come into our eyes, what we allow to come through our ears. Young men, young women that are here, youths, remember this. Mom and dad, this whole point, mom and dad, we're not going to babysit you. You're not a baby anymore. You are responsible for your own spiritual life. If you get derailed, it means life and death. Remember that. I mean, I'm not trying to, I don't want you to be so heavy on this, but it is a very serious thing. Seriously? It's serious. Amen? What do I mean by medium? Well, let me define what a medium is. And probably I'm going too fast here. So it translates. I'm going to slow it down. Slow it down. One, medium is a means by which something is communicated or expressed. A means by which something is communicated or expressed. Amen? Two, it also means that an intervening substance through which impressions are aware, conveyed to the senses, or a force acts on objects at a distance. So, a medium, it makes impressions. It leaves impressions in your mind. And a lot of mediums have their own agenda. Amen? How many of you know about, if you listen to certain news channels and you listen, they're both saying something opposite. Have you heard that before? One news channel is one thing, the other news channel is something else. Also, you may see, there are also movies out there, you know, that speak one thing, then another movie speaks something else. I mean, there's so many things out there. All I'm saying to you, be aware of what you're allowing to come into the gates of perception. Because those mediums will leave an impression in you. So what is the best thing that will help us to define that is this, the Word of God. Amen? Are you here this morning? And now, this influences that we're talking about, and it's just not just the media, but it has to do with your friends, who you're hanging around with. Just, you know, be conscientious of that. Be conscientious of what you're allowing to come into your life, the time that you're spending with things, whether it is with friends, with video games, whatever it is that you're allowing. It's 2016. We need to find that purpose, and we cannot find a purpose if we're not connected. Are you here this morning?
Yeah.
Now, this emphasis that we see, many of them are negative. They feed you fear, they feed you instability, they feed you guilt, they feed you shame, they feed you uncertainties. Are you here this morning?
Amen.
I you know what I'm talking about. They will feed you these things. But remember this, God will deliver you. Let him release you from anything that keeps you prisoner. It's 2016. Remember, 2015 is gone, amen? God has made a new thing. And we cannot allow these things that kept you and grabbed hold of you, 2015, to do the same thing in 2016. We're looking to a new thing this morning, amen? Remember, fear will paralyze you. It keeps you from moving forward, from doing that what God really wants you to do. So what we do this 2016, we start moving forward. Amen? We can't go back. 2016 is gone. We can't go back. how we can move forward. And how about this? We move forward towards God. Amen? Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18, and I know that this is read often, but let us look into that word. You turn your Bibles there. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified version. So when you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18, reading from the Amplified version, and moving on to verse 18, he says, "Do not earnestly remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Look up here, guys. This way is here. Jesus is the way. He made a way for us. And we're not to live in the old. We're not to live in the past. We're not to live on those things that caused us to fall. But we need to focus on Him. Focus on Jesus. 40:16, cast your nets out into the deep water for the big fish. You might not think that there's any fish swimming around, but cast your nets deep. Don't allow fear. Don't allow those things that paralyzed us in 2015 to grab hold of us anymore. We are freed in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us go for the big fish. Amen. And don't get restrained to those things that have grabbed hold of you in the past. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Let us go there really quick. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25 and 26. Once again, I'm going to read from the Amplified version. Hallelujah. Are you having fun yet?
Amen.
Are you getting anything out of this?
Amen.
Seriously?
Amen.
All right. I got to put my high voice here. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25. You're there, say amen.
Amen.
The word says, "Now every athlete who goes into training conducts himself temperately and restricts himself in all things. They do it to win a wreath that will soon wither. But we," say that's me,
"that's me,
do it to receive a crown of eternal blessedness that cannot wither." Verse 26, the Amplified version. "Therefore, I do not run uncertainly without definite aim. I do not box like one beating the air and striking with an adversary. Verse 27. "But like a boxer, I buffet my body, handling roughly, disciplined by hardships," it says here, "and subdue it for fear that after proclaiming to others the gospel and things pertaining to it, I myself should become unfit, not stand the test, being unapproved and rejected as counterfeit." Those are strong words. Amen? Those are strong words. It speaks to us as athletes. And we earlier talked about fasting. We talked about how we can, Sundays are not enough. Amen? I mean, how many of you love Sundays? Come to church.
Amen.
Amen. Three of you guys. Both of us the other next Sunday.
Hallelujah.
We all love to come here and have fellowship with each other. Amen?
Amen.
We all love to be here, but it's not enough. And this is what it's talking about. It's talking about us as athletes. We cannot just feed on one thing once a week. We gotta get on that run. We gotta get on that race. Amen. You can't be a bystander. You know what a bystander is, right? Especially when you're running. Have you seen the Okinawan races around here? They all have their shirts, jerseys, or t-shirts, and their shorts, and they have their numbers, and they have their sunglasses and nice shoes, and they're running the race, and then they keep going. You can't be one of those bystanders, jump into the race, run, go to the next block, turn around, and then go back to Lawson's, grab a cup of water, and just sit there and don't do nothing about it.
Hallelujah.
It's not enough. If you're going to run the race, you got to run the race. Amen? You got to run it. You got to run it because it's a real race. It's not, it's not a, It's not something that we, it's serious. We, it's our relation. It's our life in Christ Jesus. Amen? So here it talks about an athlete, that we as athletes, we got to do some things. Amen? And let me go back to what is, let me define a little bit of what it's talking about here as far as us being athletes, spiritual athletes. Are you following me this morning? So 2016, we got to discipline our lives. It is a lifestyle. We got to discipline our lifestyle. We got to choose. How many of you know that habits are easy to make? It's easy to do to have habits. Amen? I think they've said that after, I've heard 11 days, but I also heard 21 days. That after 21 days of doing something, it becomes a habit. It becomes part of your lifestyle. Amen? So, in 2016, let us discipline our lifestyle. Let us cut down on some things that we know that is not right. How many of you know that everything that your body wants is not right? How many of you know that everything that your mind wants and seeks is not right? Amen. Remember, we're in this body that is a perishable thing. Amen. We're in that. Remember, we're not a body. We are a what? We're a We're a spirit. We have a soul, and we live in a body. Amen. So we have this body. Not everything that this body seeks and wants is necessary for it. Amen. So us, we gotta be aligned to Jesus, aligned to God, aligned to the Lord, and ask Him to feed us the food that we need. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So this is a saying that it will help us. That will help us get through this. When you're feeling that you're not being guided the right way, that you need some guidance, say this: Holy Spirit, guide me. Say it with purpose. Let us practice this morning. Say, Holy Spirit, guide me. You know, Holy Spirit lives in us. That is the gift that Jesus gave us when he went and to prepare a place for us. He says that he's going to send someone. And he is here. He's with us. He lives in us. So let us practice saying those things. When you feel that you need guidance, say, Holy Spirit, guide me. It doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't have to be a church. It can be at school. It can be at work. Whatever that you're at, practice it. Holy Spirit, guide me. Now, another thing, let us subdue fleeing thoughts. Many times we have so many thoughts. Sometimes it's stress. Sometimes it's worryness. Sometimes it's just concerns that are just creeping on you. And you gotta make sure you're subduing those fleeing thoughts and put them under God. Amen. Learn to restrict certain things in your life. Feelings are not always our reality. Feelings are often reactive, if you ask me. They're reactive to certain things, certain emotions, certain things that are happening in your life. So remember, just because you feel a certain way, it doesn't mean that that's the reality of things. You gotta put it under God. I mean, you gotta restrict yourself. You gotta subdue some of these feelings, and you know, snap out of it. Have you heard that before? My mom used to say that. Chris, snap out of it. Yeah? I'm sure that she said that a couple of times. Get out of bad habits. We talked about bad habits. Man, remember, you have a purpose. You have a purpose. As I entitled this message this morning, Purpose 2016. You have a purpose. Now, we don't know the will of God. If you read the Word, He tells you what His will is. But many of us sometimes are struggling with, what is our purpose? What really is our purpose? What does the Lord really want from me? But we're not going to find out if we don't spend time with the Lord. Amen? That's a treasure. Time is treasure. You need to spend time with the Lord. Spend time in prayer. Ask Him. He can read your thoughts. He knows what's in your heart. But if you don't say it aloud, you're not seeking out. We need to seek out. We need to get to know Him better. Are you getting anything out of this morning? Next, stay focused. Stay spiritually fit. As an athlete, we need to be spiritually fit. That's what we're reading here, as we did earlier. That an athlete, the first reason is that an athlete goes on into training, conducts himself temperately. Temperately. What does it mean, temperately? That he doesn't go out into indulging into anything. It's very temperate. And it says that it restricts himself. Amen? Are you getting anything out of this? You're here.
Amen.
Okay. Next, speak life into your situations. Make 2016 a time that you can speak life into situations. You're going through a storm, you're going through a struggle. Remind yourself that you serve a living God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, and Sister Linda was sharing with us this morning of how to deal even with death. Yeah, death in 2016 in your family, something happened, really bad in your family. Even the Lord has taught us how to deal with that. It is not the end, church. Hallelujah. For us to die is gain. Amen. Hallelujah. And to be with the Lord is life. Amen. So speak life into your situations. Speak life into your present. Speak life into your future. Speak life into your children. Speak life into your family. Amen. Don't speak things that are go against them. Just remember, there are power in our words. We have power of life and death. There's power of life and death in our tongue. Amen. What we say affects things, affects people. Amen. Right, let me share a couple of verses with you, and then we'll be closing here pretty shortly. Psalm 62. Let's turn your Bibles there. Psalm 62, verse 8. Hallelujah. And the word says in Psalm 62, verse 8, trust in him at all times. Does it say sometimes? Does it say today? That says all times. It says, trust in him all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 26. Verse 3 and 4 says, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast. Steadfast. Hallelujah. How do we get a steadfast mind? Just as athletes, we got to be temperate. Not indulging in everything that's not. We got to make sure that we're choosing wisely the things that we're allowing into our lives. The lifestyles that we choose into living. Says that you will keep in peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Hallelujah. Before I finish this, I believe that there is a correlation between trust and belief. I believe there's a correlation between trust and belief. If you trust in somebody, you believe that things will get done. Amen? How many of you know that? If you trust in somebody, you believe that things will get done. Whatever that person said that he will do, it will get done. Why? You trust in that person. Well, let me tell you something. We had a God, we have a God, we have a Savior, that everything he said he would do, he's done it.
Amen.
Everything that he said he would do, he's done it. So that's part of trust. We have trust in him because he has done what he said he will do. Are you here, church? He said he will do all these things, and he's done it. Amen? And now, this is our hope that we are waiting for him. That we seek his second coming, amen, at his nearing every single day. We trust in him. It says, trust in the Lord forever. Forever. For the Lord is the rock eternal. And lastly, Psalm 118, verse 5 and 6. I'm reading from the ESV version. It says, out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is my side. It's on my side. I will not fear. Say it with me this morning. I will not fear. Now say this with me. 2016. I will not fear. Hallelujah. I trust in Jesus. Some of the things that we got to get used to is allow these things to take part in your life. You know, allow these words of life, speak life into your situations. One of the things that I was learning this past couple days, a few days that I was in the States, I was reading a devotional, and it really hit me really hard, because there's three words, actually four, I think. Four words that I learned, and it just helped me tremendously. I'm going to share that with you. Can I share this with you? Jesus, I trust you. Whatever situation you're in, whatever flame thoughts that are coming to your mind and worries and things that may come and try to tear you down, remember these four words. Jesus says with me, say it with me, let's practice. Jesus,
I
trust you. Holy Spirit, guide me. Hallelujah. Adopt these things. Become part of your vocabulary. Confess with your mouth and believe. Hallelujah.
Santo
es Dios. Then this morning and saying, I close in prayer this morning. And you know, we have communion this morning, so let's prepare. If our hearts are not prepared yet, let us prepare and be in communion this morning. Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of this?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Purpose 2016. Because we have a purpose. Because God has purpose, has given us that purpose for 2016. And we're called children of God. Let's put our trust in Him. Let's put our trust in Him. Jesus, I trust you. Whatever you're going through, there's some situation in your life that you need clarity, you need peace. Remember that, Jesus. I trust you. It has to help you put things back into the right places. Has helped me to reorganize my thoughts, reorganize my life in a way that is just amazing. I've regained the peace that I had lost. And I tell you, I've been going through a lot of things in my life, a lot of issues that, you know, all of us have those issues. But, you know, it depends how much you allow those things to take part of your life. Make it real. You allow it to become real in life. They can instruct them. Remember those things. Four words. Jesus, I trust you. In the situation you're in, if it's good, great. And I believe that God has given us a new year filled with so many great things for His church, for His body, for His disciples. Even in those things, Jesus, I trust you. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will fill your hearts. And worry will flee. Hallelujah. Let us close our eyes this morning. Let us just thank the Lord this morning. Prepare our hearts for communion. Let us bow our heads. Father God, I just thank you for your peace. Holy Spirit, guide us this morning. I believe that you've been guiding us. I believe that you are speaking into our hearts this morning. I believe that you're speaking specifically to this body, this congregation. We believe 2016 filled with great things that you have prepared for us, but most of all, with your grace and your peace, that we're not going into walking towards a deep hole or a crater, but Lord, we're walking in grace, that we're walking in love, that we're walking in faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Now, there might be some things that you want to hear right from the Lord this morning. I want to give that opportunity for every single one of us just to get this right from the Word. The word in 1 John chapter 1 through 9 says that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He's willing and faithful to forgive us, to cleanse us. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Just because He loved us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you need to get things right with the Lord this morning, if any of you need prayer, come to the front. Let us come to the front. Let us pray. Let us pray for each other this morning. Let's begin this 2016 in faith. Trust Jesus. Trust you. We say it aloud, even Satan and demons will hear it completely from you. Hallelujah. How many believe that? Thank you, Jesus.
The operation of the best portion. Let us thank him. He's worthy. We have to thank him. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing. Hallelujah. He's with us. He's with a broken hearted. Those whose hearts are constricted. He knows your situations. Hallelujah. Jesus, I trust you. Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus. Jesus, who loves us, gave himself for us. I pray this morning that you forgive us for sins. Be with us. Cleanse us. All sins, all righteousness. Be our Lord and be our Savior. Hallelujah. We believe in you. We trust you. Jesus, we trust you. And what you said you were going to do, you didn't. And what you said that you will do, you will do. And our hope lays in you. Our rock and our salvation. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Help us. Help us, Lord. Holy Spirit, guide us. We succeed in your spirit. Your victorious 2016. Redeemed 2016. Hallelujah. We believe. Hallelujah. We believe. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Not afraid. Hallelujah. Love it. Ushers, let's get ready for communion this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Let's get real. Let's get real. Let's get real. We serve a real God. We gotta be real. Be real with him. Be real with each other. Be real. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be here. Together with his body. I just love the presence of the Lord. It's just sweet. Hallelujah. Father, I want to thank you this morning for your word. I thank you for every single believer, disciple that is here this morning. Lord, that this word will plant a seed in their hearts, whatever you have. Place that as area where we all need to be mindful. Lord, help us that we may adopt all of this as part of our lifestyle, for us athletes, spiritual athletes, but that we will have this lifestyle that we listen to you 2016. Help us to lift our feet and walk towards that. Not just be a Sunday buffet, but that it will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Lifestyle, walking and living, walking the talk and talking the talk, Lord. Getting real, help us. And Lord, as we do that, that we may take those incremental steps to worship, as we hear to you, the verses that you hear to us. Hallelujah. Jesus, we trust you. Father, I thank you for the communion this morning, as we do it in remembrance of you, Lord. Shedding your blood for us, carrying all our sins, everything in our lives, 2015 included, everything carried and nailed on the cross. As your blood shed on the cross for us, it paid full price. We are no longer debtors, but we are free. What the Lord has said to me is free. We are free. Thank you, Jesus, for redeeming us. And we remember this morning, we are reminded of it as we share communion this morning with one another. Thank you for this blood. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your body, Lord Jesus, as you have given it as a holy sacrifice. Hallelujah. Let us bless the elements. Thank you. Yes.
He sang this song last night. It says, Lord, I seek you. Lord, I seek you. With all that my heart. Receive my heart. Or receive my prayers. I love you. I exalt you. And I need you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you for your peace. For the joy you placed in us. Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body of the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment. So, Father, we recognize you as our Lord and Savior. Father God, we pray, Lord, that as we take this communion, we'll do it in a worthy manner that will glorify you, Father. We thank you for this passage, for the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you for Jesus Christ, our rock of salvation. We do this in remembrance of you, Lord. For I received from the Lord what I have also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us pray. After supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. That's right. We say, Lord, come quickly. We thank you for this year 2016. We thank you as we walk forth in spirit and truth, worshiping you, Lord, to walk forth in 2016 in faith and trust. We declare this morning together, Jesus, we trust. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the service. We thank you for your word. I pray blessings upon this body. Father, as we begin this day of fast, Lord, be with us. Strengthen us, Holy Spirit. Strengthen us. Help us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's get back.